From the 1850s to the 1940s, the Office of the Supervising Architect of the United States Treasury produced a wide range of federal buildings across the nation. Among them is the 1911 United States Post Office in Houston, which occupies a city block downtown. The three-story building is constructed of gray granite and designed with classical dignity. Arched windows and arched door openings on the rusticated ground floor, tall windows capped with molded frames called architraves on the second floor, and entrance pavilions crowned with pediments on the San Jacinto Street facade. The building was patterned on the architecture of mid-18th century Paris. It's precise and authoritative, everything official architecture ought to be. It's also monumental without being oppressive, set back from the street and framed by panels of grassy lawn and swaying palm trees. Planning for the building began in 1907 to replace a smaller post office that was built in 1891. Originally, the 1911 structure included the post office, federal courts, several federal agencies, and a customs house. Expansion in 1936 doubled its size. In 1962, the United States government opened a new courthouse and a new central post office, reflecting further expansion of federal services as Houston continued to grow. Despite changing space requirements and the lure of newer structures, the 1911 post office still houses some federal agencies. The beauty of this building notwithstanding, it's similar to other post offices and federal courthouses constructed from 1897 to 1912 during James Knox Taylor's tenure as supervising architect of the Treasury. He was a strong advocate of classical design, so it's not uniqueness or responsiveness to its locale that makes this historic structure so impressive. Rather, it's the solid and dignified presence the post office exerts as a work of civic architecture that makes it a distinctive urban landmark.